This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
DJVShow.com or search for the DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Now, 7 after the hour on the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, to excite your head much as anything else. That's the idea here. You hear things and you get excited. We rattle your cage a little bit, push your buttons a little bit, rock your boat somehow, to remind you that there is still a lot of action. There's lots of things going on in the world, and many of them, not all of them, are worth our time. Some people disagree with the... sometimes we talk about things that appeal to this group, and then there's another group of people that are appealed, that find appealing another item that we have. So, Jennifer, what do you have to leverage your appeal?
Well, I think we can talk about some of the candidates who would like to become president in 2020. And you and
Mike, Michael Bloomberg, yay!
Yeah, we're talking off the air a bit about how Michael Bloomberg is sort of shaking up the primary field. You had a lot of people, especially a couple of days ago on the Sunday shows, really feeling like he shouldn't jump into the race. Amy Klobuchar was one saying...
Because they know he follows up what they want to do.
Right, yeah. Well, it's just too late, and, you know, these sorts of things.
Kiss
they don't say he's not qualified, but they just, many of them take issue with the fact that he's jumping in. Then you also have this week Joe Biden and Tom Steyer earlier in the week had a town hall. And what I think is interesting is watching this race shape up a bit. And it seems that it's shaping up between Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren. That's no surprise for a lot of people who have been following this closely. But during CNN's town hall with Joe Biden this week, Joe Biden said something to the effect, he's been hitting Elizabeth Warren as an elitist, basically, and saying that she has, it's a my way or the highway approach all things, starting
like
at the top of the list, Medicare for all. And so, of course, Joe Biden is more of a fan of the Obamacare style. He would like to save and kind of add new life to Obamacare. That's his legacy, and he would like to fix that. He's not a fan of Elizabeth Warren's Medicare for All program. So the two of them have really started to create this split within the Democrat field, and people are kind of jumping on one side or another. There's just I think it's good. If Bloomberg does jump into the race, and there are more deadlines this week for primaries that he would have to basically file his paperwork with to get on the ballot. The next one, I think, is Arkansas. There's a deadline for that this week. It might be a little too late, and this is nothing to do with his qualifications, his readiness for office, whether or not he could beat Trump. Is there a path forward for him logistically in this? And I think my new theory on Bloomberg is that he's actually aiming for the fact that there could be a contested Democrat convention. I think he might be testing the waters right now.
It could be, yep.
And if things do go in the direction, because he doesn't believe he can make it through a Democrat primary because he is not as far left and progressive, and we talk about this all the time.
He said that, or this is you assuming that?
He said the reason he didn't jump into the race early on is that he didn't think he could make it through a primary. Right. And when Joe Biden jumped in, then he backed away. And he's right, because in some respects, I think he's right.
Think about the system, though.
That, well, because the party has gone so far. No, but this, the party has
no,
gone
this,
so far
the timing.
Left.
We're a year from the damn election, and they say it's too late to get in. What kind of organ?
Yeah. Let me tell you why
that is
we're not a year away. In fact, now is, and I laugh with you guys as well, along with these long election cycles, but early voting happens in the beginning of, the early voting states will vote in the beginning of March, the very first week. The ballots will go out at the end of January. So, truly, you have to have your game plan in motion, because think about where we are with Christmas in the center.
But that's sick, too. I mean,
well,
I'm not disputing
sick,
the way you're explaining
reality.
It. It's just is a sucky reality. I don't want to listen to these people blab all the time, have the news cycles all occupied by this, and then we don't talk about what really is going on in the world that affects us. This doesn't affect us a bit. It's a lot of bull crap that comes and goes, the spewing of all of this venom from these people and their egos. It is a complete, it sucks the oxygen out of the room. And thank heavens, as far as I'm concerned, that Bloomberg has come in to suck some of this other negative air out of the room. But think about it in this term. I'll leave it at this point. Thinking about how the system is worked and how it doesn't accommodate you. This is your country. It's not their country. It is our country. And the way these people have usurped power and control, whether it be a few lofty politicians and their desire to control everything, and or the news media and their desire to control everything. In the meantime, you're getting it in the shorts, because the most qualified people don't even want to participate. Bloomberg for years has been asked, he's very qualified to do this, and he didn't want to get into the melee. But now, because I think he's an American that concerns himself with what's going on in the country, whether you like his approach to politics or you don't. I mean, in terms of whether you think he's too controlling because he doesn't want you to drink 32-ounce glasses of sugary drink, whatever it is, there is something there that has been proven through three separate terms in New York City, and the way the city operated when he went into office and the way the city operated when he got out of office
is
night and day. Mm-hmm. So that's where I am.
Someone who lived there and
this.
Lived through it. Yep. Yeah. Night and
right.
day.
So anyway, that's the food for thought here. In a moment, we're going to talk about Jennifer, your best friend. We have this is something Victoria will love too. The best friend for both of you. I'm not going to suggest that it's not at some point going to be Kara's best friend, but right now this is for all of those who want to know more about your best friend right after this.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
14 after the hour here on the DJV program. What about diamonds being your best friend? Ladies, if you remember that song, Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Grant Mobley is a Gemological Institute certified gemologist. I love that. Gemological Institute. I think I added I added an extra syllable in it. Gemological. It's gemological. Yeah.
Gemological.
All right. So are you somebody who's been around the fancy fine jewelry business for a long time?
That's exactly true. I was born and raised in the jewelry industry. My parents had retail stores in the Atlanta area when I was growing up, and I've been in the jewelry business ever since.
All right, so as we start the season, the holiday season, we start thinking about, it's not too early to be thinking about some of the special things that you want to get for Christmas and the giveaway season. So there's a big to-do about real, I mean, I've got to, the girls will laugh at me because I don't have any knowledge You know, if I look at a diamond and I look at a piece of cubic zirconium or even maybe somebody's glass window, I'm not going to know the difference. What is there?
Well, that's why I'm here.
Yeah, good for you. All right, so what do we need to know? What do we need to look for?
Well, honestly, you know, today the consumer has more choices than ever, and especially when it comes to buying a diamond. Some retailers, like you said, are now carrying lab-grown diamonds, and we want to ensure that consumers know exactly what they're buying and make sure that they don't accidentally purchase a lab-grown diamond thinking that it's natural.
So what is that? What's the definition? How is that? This something is actually grown in a petri dish? That sort of thing? Is it lab-grown diamond?
So it's maybe slightly more complicated than that, but I can certainly simplify it. It's a lab-grown diamond. At the end of the day, is just a manufactured product.
I bet it comes from China. China. That sounds like something the Chinese would cook up.
China and India, majorly, yes, absolutely. And it's made to look just like a natural diamond, but while they may look similar to a natural diamond to the naked eye, it's very important for consumers to know that they differ greatly when it comes to their origin and their value. Because lab-grown diamonds are mass-produced in factories that are located primarily in China and India over the course of only 2 weeks, where, on the other hand, believe it or not, a natural diamond forms from 1 to 3 billion years ago, and that's billion with a B. And no two natural diamonds are alike. So this industrial production process of lab-grown diamonds leaves distinct markings inside of the stone that make them detectable 100% of the time with the right equipment. So that's kind of contrary to popular belief. I think some consumers out there think that lab-grown diamonds and natural diamonds are so similar that you can't tell them apart, but that's actually not true.
Are the regular legitimate quote-unquote diamond stores carrying these lab-grown diamonds, or is this just stuff that's on the fringe of retail?
Well, you know, they're definitely more and more popular online, I would say. But, of course, you know, there are legitimate retailers that carry them. I certainly wouldn't discredit them completely. They're just, a lot of them are carrying them just to be able to give their customers that cheaper option, I think.
All right. The most important question to ask when you go into one of these stores is what?
You want to ask that question, is this natural and is this lab-grown? Because most consumers don't really know that this product is out there, they might can get confused because some of the terminology is a little bit confusing, especially online. So if you see terms like man-made or cultured or eco-friendly, these things, they usually mean that the diamond is not natural, and that might be something you want to stay away from. But, you know, you really want to stay away from it because lab-grown diamonds and natural diamonds have totally different value propositions.
The four C's that used to be the way, the bellwether of whether the diamond was, what are the four C's and why is that no longer enough to clarify what a diamond is?
So the four C's are color, cut, clarity, and carat. And these are used to really, as a starting point, to gauge, you know, partly the value of a diamond. But that's no longer enough because the four C's just tell a very part, just a small part of the story. Because even lab-grown diamonds can be graded on the four C's. So you really need to know if it's natural or not. You need to go above and beyond the four C's.
Mm-hmm. What about the value of the store-grown or the lab-grown diamond versus the one that's 4 billion years old?
Well, that's, I think, the most important part, and that's yes.
No, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I think that that's the most important part because natural diamonds are inherently valuable because they're a finite product, and they retain their value over time as stores of wealth. And so over the last several decades, they've shown to appreciate in value, whereas a lab-grown diamond has no actual value because it's just like any other industrial product. It can be created in unlimited quantities at low cost, and therefore the value will continue to decline as technology improves. I would say this is similar to buying a plasma TV 10 years ago.
Oh, really? That's an interesting comparison. All right, ladies, beware. Don't let the guy who's buying your diamond cheat you out of the value of a real diamond. I guess that if the guy really loves you, he's not going to buy you a cheap diamond. Good information. Thank you, Grant Mobley. You gave us a lot to think about. Go to reallisadiamond.com for more info.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In this hour, and here's Shania Twain with You're Still the One to start our conversation about her and what she's doing. This is a fabulous pop song, I think, anyway. Dick Clark Productions and ABC announcing that Shania Twain is going to take the stage at the American Music Awards, performing a medley of her greatest hits. The performance will be her first time on the AMA stage in 16 years. She has a Las Vegas residency kicking off at Planet Hollywood next month. She joins some of the other performers, Camila Cabello and Billie Eilish and Selena Gomez. Who is Dua Lipa? My God.
She's a pop singer.
Yep.
Isn't she from Israel? No, she's British, but I think her family is Armenian. So okay. That's her real name. That's not
a
show name.
And don't just be named Joan Smith anymore.
Yeah,
like,
right. Where is everybody who's at? Thomas Rhett's going to be performing. Artist of the Decade Award recipient Taylor Swift is going to be at the AMA Awards. The 2019 Awards airing live from the Microsoft Theater in L.A. on the 24th at 8 p.m. on ABC. Voting still open for all the categories at Google.com/AMA's vote, or by Googling to Google.com using the search term AMA's vote. I would guess, you go into Google and do a search for AMA's vote, you'll find what you want. You want to vote on this. You ladies want to vote on these various categories?
I usually end up kind of voting on stuff sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a good song. Actually, all three of the songs we have selected here are great Shania Twain songs. You're Still the One, That Don't Impress Me Much, it's just a fun song. And Forever and Always, what a wonderful romantic song I think this is.
Is
anyway,
this about the husband who left her or the new one?
I don't
know
an answer
Jen?
To that one.
This is, I think, it might have predated, but I'm not sure. Maybe this is about the husband.
Yeah.
But it's a good song, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a great song.
Oh, yeah, I love
Shania.
It.
Yeah.
Crank it up for a sec, would you, Karen?
For every time you kiss me, and we're apart, I know how much you miss me.
That's a great
Except when you're with the
good.
Neighbor.
I can feel
yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Except when you're boinking my best friend.
There we go. All right, well, that's her story. Moving along into the next category of musical attention, the Black Crowes seem to be reuniting. The Robinson Brothers confirmed that they are reforming. The Black Crowes get together for a tour. So what's the story with these guys? What were they arguing about?
Chris and Rich Robinson were the feuding brothers. They were super talented and you know, had a lot of big hits, but I guess they just couldn't keep it together. They're kind of like the Kinks or Oasis, and so after all these years, they're getting back together. Chris Robinson was actually on, the two of them together were on Howard Stern's show recently, and Robinson admitted that he had depression, and then when his marriage to Kate Hudson fell apart, that he kind of just, went into the woods. And I think so. Now he's back and probably feeling better, and now they're going to go out and start playing their old hits.
All right, so if you remember
them. Twice. They're a great live band.
Their debut album was called Shake Your Moneymaker. That was in 1990. They played their last show together in 2013, and then they split, Chris saying he and Rich had not been speaking for almost the entire time since the 2015 split. Now they have posted dates for the tour, promising Shake Your Moneymaker, played in its entirety, plus all the rest of the hits. We never even did it when it came out, he said, performing that thing. I think there's magic in the music we made. So the Black Crowes, their hit songs, Jealous Again, She Talks to Angels, the Otis Redding cover Hard to Handle. They played in New York's Bowery Ballroom on Monday to celebrate the reunion, and they're going to be at the Troubadour in L.A. this week as well. So there's the Black Crowes story, 28.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After numerous closed-door hearings, the impeachment inquiry will go open-door tomorrow. Former Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says President Trump's July phone call to Ukraine's leader when he discussed former Vice President Joe Biden and his son doesn't show any evidence of the crime that Democrats claim happened and sparked the impeachment inquiry.
I in practice don't think it's good for us to ever ask foreign governments to investigate Americans, but I think it goes to the fact that Americans should be investigating Americans, and Americans should be asking the questions of Joe Biden and asking the questions of his son and finding out exactly what was going on with that situation and get down to the bottom of it.
Former President Jimmy Carter is about to undergo surgery this morning to relieve bleeding on the brain.
This is USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to. Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SNORE to 84888. And now for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order when you text SNORE to 84888. That's keyword S-N-O-R-E to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Four at the hour on the Caring DJV program with Jennifer Horn to care for the issues in you and your issues, Victoria Keelan and her issues. Wait a minute, that didn't sound right.
I got issues.
Issues. We've got issues. We've got lots and lots of issues. See, one of the things that kind of bugs me about a lot of the conversation that comes from people who say they care is that, like politicians, they say they care about you, but do they really, in order to care, you really have to actually care? Do you feel like when people say they care about you that they really do? How do you judge that? Victoria? Jennifer?
Well, if it's a friend or someone in my life, then yes. If it's a random person on TV, then
I think it really depends on the person and the vessel. I think there's some people you believe and some people you don't.
Right.
And that
exactly.
Probably depends on the person.
Do you, and turning it around, do you feel like all three of you are caring people? Because I do. I feel that all three of you are.
Absolutely.
Very much caring. And I think that's one of the things that makes it work here. One of the things that I find attractive in all of you, and that's why I sort of selected you to be here with me, is because I sense an ultimate caring about what goes on, not only with you and your lives yourself, but caring in general. And there are a lot of people in the world who just don't seem to care. For whatever the reason. So, We're going to start a cult of carers. How about that? Could be the, and wait a minute, that Kara, Kara can be in charge of the cult of carers.
Great, I've always wanted myself. A cult of carers.
Yes, I'm sure you did. All right, so Victoria, we're going to establish a dress code, are we, for the DJB program?
Let's hope not, because I know that we all like being comfy, so, and you're sometimes pantsless, as you have reported.
Excuse
we
me?
Have not witnessed, but you reported. So, pantsless in a bathrobe, the rest of us are in PJs, so we're okay. But in Japan, a very controversial ban on women wearing glasses to work has caused a lot of heated debates on social media. So, apparently, a lot in the workplace... In several different industries, we're talking airline workers, the beauty sector, certain firms, like financial firms, law firms. A lot of these companies are instilling women are not allowed to, men can wear glasses to work, but women are not allowed to. Women have to wear contacts.
Really?
That's what they're saying.
This is where?
This
Japan?
Is in Japan. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And so this has caused a big backlash, as you can imagine. Now, they claim that there are real reasons that they don't want women wearing glasses. For the airline workers, they claim, and I don't know if this is true or not, but they claim it's for safety reasons.
Right.
And if you are in the beauty sector, they claim that you would be unable, if you're a woman wearing glasses, you're unable to see makeup properly for women working in the beauty sector. So either you can't see their makeup that they've
and
done
you look
on
like
themselves.
A hideous beast and we want you to be pretty.
Yeah, that's really what this is all about. This is just a chauvinist
terrible.
BS kind of thing. And so now many women.
Japan is the most chauvinistic place on the planet. The racism and chauvinism that exists in Japan, unlike any other place on the planet.
And so they say that the hashtag glasses are forbidden has become very popular on social media in Japan. Now, you can imagine, too, like Jen said, you know, this is basically we want you to just sit there and look pretty and, you know, not have any pushback at all. They just want this sort of this is what the women over there are saying on social media, that it feels like they're just basically there to look good and that's it. They're not even there to do a job. If they, you know, they have to wear high heels. A lot of companies have that rule, too, which is ridiculous because men don't have an equivalent.
And one of the things that strikes me as I listen to this is how even though there are a lot of people complaining with just cause about women opportunities in our country, women's rights, that sort of thing, education. When you look around the rest of the world, there are a few exceptions. Perhaps in Scandinavia there are exceptions in some other parts of Europe. But women, we talk and decry about the status of women in the Middle East. But if you go around the planet, you'll find that women, if you've traveled, and I've been fortunate to travel to 40-some-odd different countries, and when I think about it, now this gets me to go back to thinking about one of the edges that I put on some of the conversations I have regarding certain countries. We're far ahead, but we still aren't, there's not an equivalency here, and it is far worse in most of the rest of the world still in 2019, where women do not have the same position, they don't enjoy the same rights, they don't get... I mean, it's just...
But you know what?
I frustrate myself by getting annoyed at it, but it's
very frustrating. But you know, another thing that's going around right now, actually, on social media is, and this is in the U.S., Apple, I don't know if you know this, Doug, Apple has a new credit card. It's white.
I knew they had a credit card. I saw that. I saw it on an ad for it last night on TV. Yeah.
It's an all-white card, and we talked about it not long ago. It's apparently very delicate. It can scratch easily and whatever. So that was the first controversy. The second controversy that's actually happening right now, including Steve Wozniak, who co-founded Apple with Steve Jobs, they're giving in some cases, 10 times more of a credit limit to the husband than the wife.
Yeah.
And they have the same tax returns. They have the same credit score. And so this is, and Steve Wozniak said, I was just reading his Twitter account, and he said, this happened to my wife and me. He said, there is no distinction whatsoever between our wealth. We don't even have a separate bank account. And he said, I got 10 times more credit, the credit limit than my wife did. So this is the kind of stuff that still happens. It's institutional.
And don't they know it's the men that can't be trusted with the credit card?
Yeah. Well, it's mortgages. It's all across the board. It's not just credit cards. Mortgages.
It is. You're right. Mortgages, too. Yeah.
And what really offended me once I saw, I don't remember where I saw it and how I saw it, but somebody that I was with had a mortgage, and it was this person's name and a single woman or an unmarried woman on the deed.
Well, that happens to everybody, though. That my dad's deed to his house says Michael Horn, a single man. Jennifer Horn, a single woman.
Why?
Because there's no co-owner of the house.
Oh.
So it fills the space, basically.
Ah, baloney. Okay, elsewhere around the world, 500 American troops, that's the number that will remain in Syria, apparently, once we're done reducing military presence, according to General Mark Milley. Is that how you pronounce his name? M-I-L-L-E-Y? You know that?
Yeah,
Chairman
Milley.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs.
Yeah, okay. He doesn't give an exact number. He was talking this week. He did note that troop levels would remain in the 500-ish frame, maybe 600. This is the end result of the president ordering the troops to withdraw from Syria a couple of months ago. And then Turkey, after that, invaded the area and started killing all the Kurds that they could. The Pentagon confirmed that some of the troops would stay there to guard the Kurdish-controlled oil fields. And then talking about the U.S. troops that were needed in Syria, the general focused more on the fight against ISIS than guarding the oil fields. Okay, well, what do you expect him to say? He said there's still ISIS fighters in the region. Unless pressure is maintained, unless attention is maintained on the group, there's a very real possibility the conditions could be set for a reemergence of them. Okay. So there are only 1,000 troops there to begin with. I didn't realize the number was that small at that point in time.
I thought it was 2,000, and then it dropped to 1,000, and now it's going to be to 500.
Yeah. I thought the number... He's been withdrawing slowly. I mean, it was even above 2,000 when he took office, so he's been slowly pulling people out.
Okay, so the British Army officer who helped found the White Helmets, which is a volunteer organization in Syria, has been killed, apparently. They're investigating why. What do you all know about the White Helmets? Anything in particular?
I don't know anything
what they
about
did?
That.
Yeah, I've heard of them, a group of Brits who were there trying to help the people who were underprivileged and were, losing the people who are or have lost everything. Syria, remember, is a bombed-out war zone. There's really nothing left of Syria except the things that belong to Assad and his family. That's about it. Everything else is... And so the Turks, though, have not liked it. And it's what it is representative of how racially divided and unsettling it is to be, even though they all look the same, somehow or other, Kurds can tell the difference between Sunnis and Shias and vice versa. I don't know how they do it. I never really understood that, but there is that. And so they don't like each other, so they kill each other. Mostly the Shiites more the Shiites, I guess, as I understood it when I was in Iraq, than the... The Kurds just were, and I'm trying to remember what Saddam Hussein was, and whether he was he anybody remember? Whether it was the Shiites and the Sunnis, and he tried to marginalize one of the groups
right.
as well.
Well,
but
they
all
hate each other with a passion.
Yeah. It's amazing. What in the world?
I know.
Damn these religious differences. Ugh. Here's something that will attract your attention. The podcast that we have, you don't get to listen to the whole program. You can listen to it during the day. If you go to djvshow.com, you can hear the program because it's on a loop, and the whole program plays back during the course of the day in which it appears. But every day it is different, obviously. So what we have is put together podcasts, and these podcasts are snippets of conversations that we have. For example, in the current one, there's a Michael Bloomberg discussion. There's a conversation about food recalls, that sort of thing. A new free streaming service from NBC. We also talked about Robin Crawford's interview, her relationship with her best friend and perhaps lover, Whitney Houston. We speculate on that. and Ryan Seacrest and what he's doing around the country. We talked about that last week at the Radio Hall of Fame dinner as well. So all that stuff, you can hear all kinds of stories, the ins and the outs of our conversations and our relationships with each other here on the DJV Show. Go to djvshow.com, and you can also follow us on social media. The feeds are there on Twitter, at DJV Show, or at facebook.com/DJV Show.
Used vehicles are becoming increasingly popular with Americans as consumers look for more affordable options. But a recent Ally Financial survey conducted by the Harris Poll finds many people still hold outdated notions about them. It found about one-third of Americans think the average age of used vehicles at time of sale is more than 8 years old, when it's actually four. Additionally, consumers believe the price on average of a used vehicle is about $10,000, when it's more than twice that amount. Matt Arnold of Ally's Auto Team.
Many Americans lump all used cars into old clunkers, but today's used models have many of the same tax and safety features that new cars offer. They also have great quality and are running longer than ever before.
Matt says vehicle history reports and service contracts that cover repairs for cars no longer under warranty can help provide peace of mind for used car buyers.
Used cars can be a great alternative, especially when you consider the average new car price is almost $38,000.
For more tips, go to ally.com/auto. Ally.com/auto.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
You and basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. I know, right? Do you think I say I know right too often? I do. I know, right? I have to stop, don't I? I know.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
I know.
Even our commercials are better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, other news and conversation around, or conversation starters, I suppose, around the world. Turkey starting to repatriate some of the captured ISIS fighters. One of them is an American. They are trying to send them back to where they came from. There are three suspected ISIS fighters. One of them was from Denmark, one from France, Ireland, Germany. But most of the European countries say, you can send them back. We're not going to let them in. We've revoked their citizenship, as well they ought to. So these are, remember that old movie, The Man Without a Country? I think Tom Hanks got lost. Remember he lived in an airport? Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
From about 10, 12 years ago. So this is...
Yep, he lived out of Cinnabons.
A great, there was a movie called Man Without a Country. There was a book called Man Without a Country. And this, maybe, this isn't the same story, but certainly looks like I don't have any sympathy for them. I don't know, they can go to hell as far as I'm concerned. They might go back to where they came from. But it's interesting that the Turks are doing it, you know, getting rid of them, sending them back. Okay, if they don't take them, then what do they do then? Will be the question. 10 before the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Doctor, time for a visit, or continuation. This is a never-ending, remember that song, some of you may and some of you may not remember the never-ending song. This is a never-ending story of our attention to your health and well-being that goes on and on and on through the portals of various programs that I do. And Dr. Jack Stockwell, certainly an important part of that. He has a philosophy of educating people with regard to what's going on in their body. Somewhat of a naturalist, not homeopath. He doesn't call himself a homeopath.
No.
He's someone who embraces the natural way of taking care of yourself and your body. So as heart disease has become, and still is, the number one cause of death, although it's being the cancer stories are increasing, as you know, Jack.
Oh, yes.
With every day, it's getting pretty close as to what the number one killer is. And isn't it too bad that we have to focus on the killers? But that's, you know, we think about it because we'd like to help you live a long, happy, prosperous life. That's one of the philosophies of all the programs that I do. But it seems that people don't care. I went to the Ohio State game on Saturday, and the number of fat people in that stadium astonished me. It really did. This is the heart of the Midwest. People, you know, who are extolling the value of football and the condition that football players are in and stuff. This young father and his two children and his wife. His wife was attractive, but he walked into the stand. He had a can of beer in each hand, and they were both for him.
My goodness.
And the kids are probably 10, 12 years old, and they see that. And you can see this guy at some point in time was in good shape, but you can see the layers of fat hanging over his pants. I just don't understand what people don't get, unless they are suicidal or they think it doesn't apply to them. That's kind of what just the fact they ignore.
Well, there's a tremendous
going on.
There's a tremendous level of ignorance.
that exists in this country, and it's created, I believe personally, by the major food producers and manufacturers.
Yeah.
That.
Well, you just said that's the word, food that's manufactured.
Yes.
Manufactured food will kill you. Food that's grown will not.
Well, the body.
Simple,
the human. You know, you were talking about my philosophy there at the beginning. My philosophy is very simple. The body has not only the power to build itself from conception through childhood, adolescence, into adulthood, it also has the power to heal itself. It just needs the right material to do so. It doesn't need an abundance of toxic trash material that slows down, you know, the physiology of the body itself from taking care of itself. But it also needs an abundance of good nutrition. You know, 100 years ago, heart disease and cancer weren't even in the top 10 diseases.
No, we say that all the time, but does it make any difference anymore? I mean,
what happened? What changed?
Very true. What happened was all the commercialization. What happened was the Industrial Revolution. And we're not going to stop that. So all we can do is help people understand what you're doing to your body. And we more or less say the same thing over and over again. Here's something that's pretty new on the plate. Cholesterol.
Cholesterol lowering drugs, number one selling drug on the planet. Mm-hmm. Heart disease, number one killing disease in Western nations. There's something really that disconnects between those two. So this new study out of the University of Eastern Finland that was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition said eggs and other sources of dietary cholesterol do not elevate the risk of stroke. They do not.
I didn't know they did. I thought at one point in time, I remember people talking about they would increase the cholesterol. I guess, would that lead to a stroke if you have too much cholesterol?
Nope. Not according to this recent study that was just a peer-reviewed study that was just published. No, it's a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah.
Some fried of the healthiest butter. Food on the planet is eggs fried in grass-pastured butter.
Or in one of those damn milkshakes that Mary makes for you.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
And I'm going to have mine here in just a few minutes.
Good for you. Jack Stockwell. Here's a way to lose some of that weight that we're talking about. Calitrin, the number one choice here in America for weight loss, the safe way, the natural way, because there's nothing in it that's going to make you upset or sick, no adverse effects whatsoever. Main ingredient is collagen, and any doctor worth his or her salt will tell you, Jack, Ken, whomever, that collagen is the number one protein, the most important thing to have in your body to keep it in shape. So go to calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. The special deals that are to be had using the DJV code will help you out. The natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the important thing. You get on the program right now, sort of as a defense against all the eating you're going to do for the next 2 or 3 months. Calitrin.com, code DJV for free shipping and special deals.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.